A defective ignition switch, one easily fixed by a 60-cent part, is being blamed for the deaths of at least 13 people. Among them, Randall Rittenacre's 15-year-old daughter, Amy.
Her and two other friends were in a Cobalt. They're coming back from shopping, and the ignition switch shut off, and they left the roadway and hit a tree, and two of the girls were killed.
Families of the victims who gathered in Washington say it didn't have to happen. David Chansutha's sister, Sadie, was killed in a similar accident in 2010. He says GM engineers knew about the defective part in 2001.
They have known about this defect all along for over a decade, so they definitely deliberately concealed the truth simply for a business decision.
That is not the way we do business in today's GM.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra, on the hot seat on Capitol Hill, said that was the old GM.
Today, if there's a safety issue, we take action. If we know there is a defect on our vehicles, we do not look at the cost associated with it. We look at the speed in which we can fix the issue.
But Clarence Ditlow at the Center for Auto Safety says the problem is systemic, one involving the cozy relationship between automakers and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
They had meetings over this defect. They shared complaints over this defect. Yet there was no investigation by the government and no recall by General Motors until 10 years later. That's a tragedy.
Among the government's failings, says Ditlow, inadequate agency funding and not enough investigators. But an expert on corporate culture says industry-wide problems prior to the government bailout may be partly to blame. Brian Filko is the author of Driving to Perfection. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
When a company's very existence is at risk, you probably develop a bit of a siege mentality, right? Let's just cut every dime, cut every corner in order to survive.
In a global marketplace, Clarence Ditlow says that's just bad business.
We have a global auto industry today, and if you have a death in a vehicle in the U.S., there's likely to be a death in a similar model in another country. And we need global regulation, global recalls, instead of global cover-ups.
It's about saving lives. Among Ditlow's demands, make the entire recall system more transparent. And if that fails, make the government agency accountable and allow the public to sue when it fails to do its job. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Is how you will handle accidents that happened prior to the company's bankruptcy. GM filed for bankruptcy.